Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through?
On this day back in 1966, Frank Sinatra went to number one on the singles chart here in the U.S. with Strangers in the Night, song taken from the film A Man Could Get Killed. Sinatra, number one, 1966, with Strangers in the Night. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning, though, as I talked to my wife during the top of the hour break, I told her it was Wednesday. I was wrong. Too busy. You don't have to know what day it is all the time, do you? Joining us on the Steve Gruber Show right now, Gary S. Goldman, political analyst and nationally recognized host of Business, Politics, and Lifestyles on WCRN in Boston, Massachusetts. Find him online, GaryOnBPL.com or at GaryOnBPL on Twitter. Gary, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We talked yesterday, and even though it's not getting a ton of coverage in the mainstream media, 17 seconds, I believe, on ABC during their newscast, and a mob, an Antifa mob in Portland assault Andy Ngo, editor at Quillette, a journalist who was taping the proceedings there. He was beaten. He had a brain bleed. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night talking about the experience. Pretty awful stuff, and yet we do not hear the same kind of pushback or condemnation. In fact, we see some on the left, some of the blue check marks on Twitter saying, meh, he deserved it. You know, he should have known he shouldn't be there. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. You know, a couple things. First of all, these are the same people that complain when the president just tweets out something
right.
that they find offensive that could they claim put them in harm's way. I'm talking about being put in harm's way. But I think we got to first, you know, look at Portland and say Portland should really be a no-go zone like some European countries now. Cities in France, that parts of France that you can't go to. There's a trend there. There's a government in place that is telling their police officers to stand down and to allow beatings of citizens on the streets in broad daylight. Very scary scenario, something that has to be dealt with. Look at the FBI, the Department of Justice has to step in here. This mayor has to be investigated. The police chief should be fired, the police commissioner be fired, and police officers that stand. Look, I don't care if the mayor tells you to stand down. When you're watching civilians get beat up in front of you, you have to do something about it. And what about people on the sidelines standing there and watching this? What does that say about our country? What does that say about civility in general? So, look, we've got some problems. There's no doubt about it with Antifa and groups like Antifa, whomever is funding them and keeping that flame fanned. There's a motive there. It's to spread this as we go towards the 2020 election cycle. And unfortunately, if we allow it to continue without checking it into place, it's only going to get worse.
And, you know, to the reaction to the attack, as I mentioned, there are more than a few people on the left who are not condemning the attack. And in fact, saying like the woman in the short skirt who's kind of flirtatious, she was asking for it. Andy Ngo, simply by being there as a journalist, was asking for his beating, essentially. And this very strange thing where if you report things we don't like, you deserve whatever you have coming to you, is completely counter, as you mentioned, to this narrative, as Jim Acosta would write in the title of his book, "It's a Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America." You might get a little snapback from the White House press secretary, but you're not getting beat up like Andy Ngo is in Portland.
No. And you know, this bit about somebody deserves to be beaten, it's contrary to all of the beliefs of this country. He's out there as a journalist, as a reporter, filming, not saying anything. That's his right, as it is their right to protest, but not violently protest. And the hypocrisy on their side, even making comments like that, that someone deserves to be beaten, that's absolutely absurd. That's just purely a cop-out to keep the spread of this chaos and anarchy on the streets of America. And, you know, you watch the situation, And you read some of these stories from even when he talked to police officers trying to get help, and they said in order to get an ambulance, you have to walk back through the crowd back to the same people that beat you. That's absolutely absurd. There's something wrong. Somebody has to be held accountable for this. This cannot go without somebody being held accountable. And when I say held accountable, I think there are criminal charges here to be filed against city officials.
Gary Goldman is with us. You can find him on Twitter at Gary on BPL, GaryonBPL.com. This is an ongoing issue in Portland, Gary. Andy Ngo has been chronicling this for a while, so this is not a one-time thing. Are we seeing, probably in Seattle as well, but anywhere else where this is becoming a bigger and bigger issue where mayors, authorities are simply ceding parts of cities to mobs, essentially?
Well, I think what you're seeing is anywhere that you have sanctuary cities, that's the start of this. Any mayor that's allowing a sanctuary city to go on, that's the beginning. To some degree, it may not be the physical violence, but that's just showing that they scoff at the laws of this country. And I think throughout this country, there's pockets of this Antifa going on. We had a similar situation, not violent, last week in Boston with this Wayfair situation where they sold beds to a contractor that was providing for detention centers. And the first protesters on the street were not Wayfair employees. They were hired hands, subcontractors of some group that wanted to get out in the streets. And I think they go there looking for violence. In this particular case in Boston, it didn't turn out that way. But I think this is going on in many cities across the country. The problem is media is not reporting any of it because it would defeat their narrative.
Gary Goldman, just about out of time here, but thank you for joining us. This is an issue that I don't think is going to end anytime real soon. And I do wonder, too, if it's going to help their cause or if actually is going to turn people against them further when people see video like we saw with Andy Ngo. Gary Goldman, GaryonBPL.com, at GaryonBPL. Thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. Have a great fourth.
Appreciate it. Gary Goldman, coming up in just a bit. Roslyn Layton from ChinaTechThreat.com. Talk with her in just a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.